Paige Petriou was the last one standing in the race for one of six seats on Port Coquitlam City Council after all five incumbent candidates solidified another term. The 33-year-old entrepreneur earned the sixth and final spot around the Poco Horseshoe, and will be joining Steve Darling, Nancy McCurrich, Daryl Penner, Glenn Pollock and Dean Washington at City Hall for the next 4 years. Councillor-elect McCurrich appears to won the most votes, which are still unofficial until the numbers are verified and confirmed by election officers. The now two-term councillor tallied 5,234 ballots, followed by Pollock, 4,994, Penner, 4,660, Darling, 4,607, Washington, 4,053, and Petriou, 2,393. Voters in Port Coquitlam were only given the task of choosing a new council today. October 15, Brad West became the first acclaimed mayor in the city's history after no one challenged the 37-year-old at the September 9 nomination deadline. School District 43, SD 43, trustees Christine Pollock and Michael Thomas were also acclaimed to their POCO positions the same day. Let's meet Port Coquitlam's next city council. In order of votes earned, Nancy McCurrich, incumbent, what's your number one issue and why? On the doorsteps, the majority of residents have expressed concerns in regards to transportation. Traffic calming measures on many streets and in front of schools and parks have made a difference, yet more work needs to be done. I will continue to advocate for all modes of transportation improvements, improved road safety solutions in high traffic areas, school zones, Prairie, Coast Meridian, Pitt River. Prairie traffic volume needs to be decreased with building the Fremont Connector. More multi-use paths with safer bike connections between the north and south side, along with the SkyTrain extension, and the West Coast Express expansion, all with the urge to encourage more electric vehicles, and walking when possible. Glenn Pollock, incumbent, what's your number one issue and why? There are so many things that need to be addressed, climate action, community safety, the list goes on. The thing I'm most passionate about though is affordable housing. I'm personally responsible for about 140 units of the just under 500 units of truly affordable housing that are coming to the city. I think we need to continue to push forward on this and also branch out by offering more housing options for residents. I think we also need to include affordable homeownership, which has happened in other communities. Our recently completed housing needs assessment showed us that we should be building around 500 new units per year to meet the regional growth strategy. Daryl Penner, incumbent, what's your number one issue and why? I think it's a little simplistic to say just a number one. Depending on who you are, your demographic residents have varied perspectives on this. Affordable housing, homelessness are very much at the forefront. But the downloading of services and costs from the federal and provincial governments have profound effects on our municipal taxes. Reducing our greenhouse gas emissions and protecting our environment so that we can ensure our future generations have a planet to live on. These are just, I believe, some or the number one issues. Incumbent Daryl Penner is a council candidate for Port Coquitlam in the 2022 civic election. By submitted Steve Darling, incumbent, what's your number one issue and why? I feel I have done a good job at helping to provide much-needed amenities on the south side, including downtown, the Port Coquitlam Community Center and Gates Park. If I am granted a second term, I want to put a greater focus on the north side with improvements at Prairie and Coast Meridian and provide for more picnic shelters and amenities for families. I am also looking to get moving on upgrades to the Hyde Creek Recreation Center. Dean Washington, incumbent, what's your number one issue and why? Revitalization of downtown Port Coquitlam. As the councillor who oversees the exciting transformation of our downtown, I see the positive effects from what has transpired to date and look forward to delivering an overall vibrancy to the downtown with new a bowling alley, restaurants, retailers and professional services in a walkable area that will create a safe and fun go-to spot for our residents. Incumbent Dean Washington is a council candidate for Port Coquitlam in the 2022 civic election. By submitted Paige Petriou, what's your number one issue and why? Accessibility and affordability are two intertwined issues that are extremely important as our community grows. Without having affordable housing, commercial spaces, programs and services, our city becomes less accessible to families living off a modest or limited income. In addition to financial accessibility, our council must also work to identify accessibility gaps of all types, including developmental, neurological, physical, racial, and others. Accessibility considerations and accommodations must be integrated into all city projects and initiatives to ensure our community is welcoming and inclusive for all its residents.